June Singer puts up the conflict or the contradiction of the power of love versus the love of power. It will be implicit, woven into our conversation in the next 4 weeks, this idea of love and power. For Jung felt that power was the opposite of love, not hate or apathy. I've taught for years that I thought that obviously hate is not the opposite of love, because you can't hate somebody you don't love. It's about apathy, I've thought for a long time, that the opposite of love was apathy. And I think that that holds up. It's not as if we're going to say that there's one answer or one description or one conclusion about any of these speculations about this ineffable thing that we're trying to word called love. So as we begin to think about love, sometimes you can't understand something until you understand its opposite. And so, for instance, I struggled for years to understand grace. And finally, the thing that helped me understand grace was disgrace. I don't think you can understand grace unless you have been disgraced or had the experience of disgrace or sat with somebody in the loneliness of disgrace. Disgrace helps us understand grace. And so trying to struggle with what is the opposite of love may help us frame, you know, some gestalt in the dark cavern that we've attempted to enter where the fools fear to tread. We're looking and seeing a shape by looking at the opposite of love, and at the opposite of love may be apathy. For once libido shifts and leaves, it leaves a great vacuum. Now, what's interesting, though, if we play with the idea that if the libido or the eros or the power or the energy shifts, then there is a vacuum. And what fills the vacuum? Jung says it's power.